My next question is about, it's actually, we are moving on to a different area, aging. As we get older, health and retirement become higher priorities. How would you prepare for eventualities like accidents, sickness, and death?
We've got to let the old foggies answer this question.
All right.
Okay, I don't mind. People call me Auntie Jean already, so. There was this seminar I attended with some counselors, and then this lady counselor told me about these two old gay couple, these two men in their 70s. And she told me how one of them fell sick, and the family took him away, and the other guy went to him and tried to locate him, and he couldn't. Nobody could help him. The counseling agencies couldn't help him. The police couldn't help him because they're in a gay relationship. Later on, the family actually took over the HDB flat they buy together, because in the past you can't share names, you know. And she asked me how can I help them, and she told me about how the other guy couldn't even visit him in hospital because he's not official member. I mean, if you know, if my partner dies today, I can't even collect her body.
Because you're not considered family?
Yes. I mean, these are real issues. I think I only met her like last year, and the case was brought up to me. I couldn't do anything. I asked around for the GLBT groups, and nobody could do a thing. And I think that these are concerns. I mean, most people will just say that let's move out of the country, but how many of us can do that?
Okay, we'll get to that later on.
Growing up, I think each partner must feel and must know that they have to look after themselves and not to rely on the other one to look after them. Number one. Number two is you must have a core group of friends. You must build, as you grow, you must build a core group of friends who will care for you and who are sincere to looking after you, and you must also spend time to look after them. So it's, I think that's the important thing about growing old. I mean, the money stuff, the legal stuff, I think that can be done quite easily. As long as you know what the rules are, you can set them in place. But I think for emotional support and stuff like that, I think you really need to work on that. And that you can't do 2 years before you fall ill. You have to start. You know, yeah. And the thing is to be sincere about the friendships that you build. Yeah, that's it.
So how would y'all make provisions for old age? I mean, what kind of, like, financial and legal stuff would y'all do?
I mean, money stuff, like, I don't think I want to talk about money, just investment, like, you know, those stuff. But I think, I agree with what Mei Ling say, an extended family is the myth of the lesbians who get attached and disappear from the whole lesbian scene. I think you should try to keep your friends, build an extended family. You know, near Tiong Bahru area, there are a lot of gay people there because people just keep moving closer and closer to each other. I mean, it's true. Because I can imagine if I'm
Tiong Bahru
60 or 70, I want to stay near Mei Ling. She will take care of me.
Based on what she just said, right?
Well, looking after myself financially, well, it's like, you know, any straight person, you make sure you financially, you know, you make your keep and you save your money and, you know, don't finish all your money and invest wisely, and it's all the same stuff.
How about wills, power of attorney?
Well, the other thing is...
Yeah, if for example, you're in a relationship and your partner falls into a coma or into a situation where you need some kind of consent from... They would need some kind of consent from family.
True.
Operations and surgery.
Yeah, then I think then the family will play a part. The family will have a say. But then again, if you have built the bond with her family, I think what you say will also count.
So if you've been introduced to each other's families and they recognize
the importance,
both of you as partners, they will defer to you and
That's important part.
If you want more information, right, there are many places you can get information from. There are many good websites out there. In fact, you can also read this summarized points on financial, how you can help yourself on Sione's blog. But if you really want to find out, right, I suggest you do your homework yourself, because this kind of things can't be taught. And you really, really need to find out. Don't sit on your asses. Once you reach that stage, right, you'll be too late ready to try to, you know, scrimp and save and all that when you're older. Yeah, this coming from a young person means that, yeah, it's time to do something.
Yeah, right. I think Elsa is right. I'm going out at the moment with a person who is 12 years my junior, and she tells me almost every other day to save money for my old age.
That's her way of preparing. Okay. So, have you all ever considered leaving Singapore to reside permanently in another country?
Yes, I have. And the only reason for that is the healthcare system which they have. That's all.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, for Australia, I think if you are a PR and they look after you and all the medical fees and all that, that's taken care of. Yeah, whereas in Singapore, the saying is, if you're poor, just make sure you don't fall ill. And that's the only reason, really.
How about this being able to marry your partner make a difference to you?
I think the marriage part is all in the heart. I don't think we need that piece of paper to say anything.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Jean?
Well, the only reason why I want to leave is the rights part.
What are the problems that we have now that you were particularly bothered about?
Well, can I don't talk about politics? So, the fact that we're just not there's just no any rights for people like us, and
what kind of rights? Young people these days, you know, they are not so aware.
Well, basically, you're not recognized as a partner. There are a lot of problems you'll run into legally and
like the example you gave just now with the two gay men in their 70s, the couple.
Yeah, something like that.
You're afraid that something like that could happen to you too.
Yes, but but while I'm here, I have no intention of hiding in the closet, because that's exactly what they want us to do.
This is just my personal point of view, okay? When I was younger, I wanted to leave the country. In fact, I pursued very hard for a scholarship so that I can leave the country. Why? Because out there I can have a better life, or so I thought. I thought I can be free, I can be open about my sexuality, and there'll be less problems with regards to homophobia and all that. But as I grew slightly older, I realized that, if I leave just like that, right, and all my other countrymen behind, I'll be like abandoning ship. Because if I leave to go off for a better place, and if everybody did the same thing as me, then who's gonna stay behind to help? As in, who's gonna stay to make change? If everybody just packed up and left, then, you know, Singapore will never have a better day for the next generation of gay people.
So you see Singapore as your ship?
Kind of, in a way, and kind of also because now I didn't get the scholarship, so I have no choice but to stay.
Right, one more person on our ship. Okay. Angie?
I'm not so patriotic, but I think one of the main reasons why I want to leave is so that I can get to see more of the world outside. It's not so much for the gay stuff. I mean, the marriage part, you can get married and come back, but... Yeah.
I was asking about permanent residence, like where you would make your permanent home for the long term.
Oh, mine is very superficial. I just want to go somewhere that's not so warm.
Oh, so it's just the climate that bothers you.
Yeah, the climate that bothers me. Really superficial.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, I just want to relate one incident. My girlfriend and I went to Mardi Gras this year in Sydney. And then the parades, they got hundreds and hundreds of gay organizations. And then we were standing there, she was like tearing. Then I was trying to pretend to be macho, I don't want to cry. So, but to her, to be able to stand there and look at the organizations going, and the amount of support and the fact that they're so out and proud, I think it meant something to her. And looking at it, I was wondering when will we have it. But actually, if you think about it, there are a lot of women organizations, quite a number of them in Singapore currently. There's like Women's Night, Hui Yi is there. Later you want to ask her about it. They meet monthly to talk about issues, and then there's like something for older women, more mature women, sorry.
Something is what is that?
it's for women 30 and above. So I'm in that category. So it's
a mailing list?
It's a mailing list. There's Red Queen, there's Sioni, and there are a lot of, there's PPC, there are a lot of things going on. I mean, just all you have to do is go out and find, oh, there's OC Women, I forgot. So, yeah, you just go out and find out, and there are a lot of things, to help you or entertain you or something like that.